Millions of foreign tourists flock to Florida every year. They come for the pristine beaches, year-round sunshine, and attractions like Walt Disney World in Orlando. But although nearly 55 million people came to the United States last year, times were tough for the travel industry. The number of international arrivals declined steadily over the first three quarters of 2009. For Florida, where tourism accounts for more than 20% of the economy, the drop-off was serious. Danielle Courtney from the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau says while both foreign and domestic visitors to the city declined in 2009, the drop in international arrivals was felt more than numbers would indicate.
We have about 3 million international visitors a year. The difference is, of course, they make up about 17% of our spending because they stay a little bit longer, they spend a little bit more.
A rebound is expected in 2010, but the U.S. government predicts a shift in the makeup of foreign visitors, with arrivals from Asia and South America growing by double digits. Brazil, India, and China are expected to lead the pack. The number of visits from Western European countries is expected to remain stagnant. Richard Fogelsong at Rollins College studies tourism in Florida. He attributes the change to slower predicted growth in the West compared to emerging economies.
It's part of the problem of the entertainment and tourism industry that you are so dependent upon a buoyant economy, because one of the first things that people cut is their discretionary leisure spending.
Rudy Van Rooyen and Philippa Smith from South Africa decided to take a holiday this year in Florida. Van Rooyen says many South Africans still feel able to take foreign vacations because the economy is relatively stable.
With the American economy taking a dip, obviously the entire world suffers a little bit. But there was never any panic like there was here.
But many Europeans at this tourist information center in Orlando say they are not surprised that fewer people from their countries are choosing to visit the U.S.
We have been hit really hard with the recession, and I think that probably has got a lot to do with it.
Meanwhile, with global growth expected to top 4% in 2010 compared to a decline of 0.6% in 2009, industry leaders in the United States say they are optimistic that the total number of foreign visitors will start to grow. Steve Moore for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.